Wrestlers from St. Timothy School proved their abilities were among the best in Alberta once again this school year, as the 1A, 2A boys team came back home as the high school provincial champions earlier this term. Wrestling coach for St. Timothy, Jason Gunther, said he has been teaching the Catholic school's wrestling team for the last 2 years. As a former wrestling coach in Saskatchewan, Gunther has applied his skills to help develop the St. Tim's wrestling team. I started recruiting some of the students to get on the wrestling team, and we had about 10 athletes come out, about 2 girls and 8 boys throughout the season, Gunther said. And then we went to the city championships, and we won it. We did a few smaller tournaments along the way, but the goal was to qualify for provincials. But we did have 4 athletes qualify for provincials. This year's success was par for the course at St. Tim's. Over the last 11 years, the Thunder wrestling team has won the provincial championship 8 times. Remarkably, the only years they did not secure the provincial banner were during the 2 COVID-halted years, and 1 year when they placed second. 2 additional athletes that Gunther coached include Dinica LaBelle and Elliot Beveridge, athletes from St. Francis High School in Calgary, as there is no formal wrestling team at that school. Both athletes qualified for provincials in March, with LaBelle taking home gold and Beveridge securing bronze. The Thunder team that competed at provincials this year included Nick Hooper and Maeve McGuire, who each took home gold. The squad also included Brandon McGuire, who was unable to compete due to an injury, and Drayden Berry, who could not compete due to a schedule conflict. Gunther said a few members of the Thunder this year were also part of the successful Cowboys Wrestling Club in Cochrane, and they helped lead and drive the team to become champions. They all helped the rookies out and so forth, and helped me through coaching for demonstrations and stuff like that, Gunther said. And the one wild card in there that I'm pretty proud of was one grade 10 female wrestler. She won a gold at the provincial championships, and that was really exceptional. Gunther said although St. Tim's may be the smallest high school in Cochrane, he said there is no doubt that its wrestling team consistently shows great success in their endeavors. It's a 1A, 2A provincial championship we wanted, so for the size of our school, we're the best in the province, which was a great goal to attain, he said. Despite some of the school's wrestlers graduating this spring, Gunther said he will continue to train champion wrestlers over at St. Tim's. We're going to be in a building phase over the next couple of years, but I'm pretty optimistic because of the culture of the school and the reputation that we've got for wrestling here, he said. I think we're going to do quite well over the next few years.